Good morning and welcome to hour two of Rosie on the House, the new expanded version. This is edition number two, where Rosie on the House is now broadcasting from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. every Saturday morning. So the first decision we have to make, John Jay, is do we rooster crow at 7 and at 8, or do we just put the rooster at 7? What do we do with the rooster?
Well, he's kind of tradition on the garden.
At 8, just...
I do both.
You do both.
I'd find a different version.
Fire that
maybe
rooster.
Maybe a sleepier rooster at 7.
Yeah, maybe. Okay. All right, kind of ruffle his feathers, kind of waking him up.
Maybe.
Okay. All right. All right. It's Rosie on the House in the garden with John J. Harper here for the next hour, 9 o'clock. We'll go open lines. Any question, any project, anything you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin. In the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about, in honor of George Washington's birthday and President's Day weekend, last weekend, we're going to talk about the building and the remodeling history of the White House. I've had a blast preparing for this show, but let's get the garden hour started.
At 1-888-767-4348, that's 1-888-ROSIE for you to call in and get your landscape, garden, lawn question answered by Mr. John J. Harper of Harper's Nursery.
Morning. How are you?
Where are we starting this morning?
We're awake.
Yeah.
Well, we try as best we can to have a theme for the in the White House and President's Weekend and President's birthdays. And, you know, we lose track of whose actual birthdays they are because they lump them all into one these days. But so how many – what number one, we could talk about what makes a plant worthy of – being planted someplace like the White House or someplace important? Is it a presidential-like plant? Hmm. What makes a plant look presidential? So great plants. How do you pick a great plant? Well, you know, I mean, if it doesn't look good in the container, doesn't necessarily mean it's not going to look good in your garden. In fact, a lot of plants just don't present themselves that well as a potted plant or as a nursery specimen. They just do better in the ground. They, especially our low water use, you know, desert adapted plants. There's lots of them that just, they're just kind of ugly ducklings in the container. And so you have to know what it's going to look like once it's established and growing. Another point in that is you need to know how big and how large a plant is going to get when you plant it. Don't plant it too close or too close to each other or too many of them. We see that mistake made a lot by how incorrectly things are being pruned. Well, a lot of that is because they just planted too many or a plant that's going to get too big in that spot. So knowing how big it's going to get, knowing what it's really going to look like, will help you pick the right plant for the right place.
And that can be very dangerous because if you go to Harper's Nursery and you see the live southern oak that's there and knowing how big it is, well, when you get the little 5-gallon and it's one little stick and you stick it there, it's like, come on, baby.
Right? So that's why the best time to plant a tree was 25 years ago.
Oh, of course.
So
you have to know the plant's potential.
The potential. So, you know, that makes a plant presidential, is knowing what it's going to look like and how many you really should plant or what it's really going to look like down the road. Another topic is what plants are named after presidents. Of course, everybody knows the rosebush, Mr. Lincoln.
Okay.
And there's lots of plants. Yeah,
called a Lincoln.
Mr. Lincoln is one of the probably most favorite, still of one of the best selling red roses around. It's a great rosebush. So that's a good one. Washington, there's lots of things with Washington. The big tall palm trees that we're looking out the window out here are Washingtonia palms. So
is there a Clinton version of hemp?
if it is, they're not mass producing it or telling us about it.
See, there's a good point as to how somebody's going to be remembered. Are there any plants named after you? So history, I guess we'll expound upon that as to whether there's any plants named after Mr. Clinton. There's lots of Washington's.
Hops named after George W., right?
Yeah, I suppose.
At one time?
Yeah, I suppose.
If they do.
There is a Barbara Bush Rose.
Oh,
well, is it really?
And there is a, I'm trying to think of some.
Well, while you're thinking of it, you may be surprised to find out I have a connection with a plant that made it from Arizona to Washington, D.C.
Really?
When they came to the Apache Sitgreaves National Forest and cut the national Christmas tree down, my daughter and I, Carol, went and geocached the trunk. So if you ever want to find Capital, what's the name of our, what's the name of that geocache, babe? Capital's
tree stump.
The Capital tree stump. And do you geocache it all?
I don't.
It's a blast.
We had a geocache at the nursery, though. Somebody put one at the nursery.
It's one of the most fun things Carol Grace and I do together. It's a blast. It's like treasure hunting.
Now, didn't that get burned up by the Wall of Fire?
The Wall of Fire absolutely vaporized the stump. It is not there anymore. But the geocache still is.
Did you have to go put a new geocache,
yes,
or they
I
fireproof
it? No. I'd made this one fireproof. The first one was a plastic ammo box. This one is a
metal ammo box.
World War II metal ammo box.
There you go. There you go. So we have, you know, lots of ties. Washington Naval, you know, one of the best navals we have is Washington, you know, is named Washington Naval. So great, it has to be a great plant to carry the name of an ex-president or to be considered worthy of being planted at some place that we think is important.
Well, in my research for our 10 o'clock show on building and remodeling the White House, I did find out that they annually budget $1.2 million for maintaining the building. But I didn't research what they spend on the grounds.
One of my great disappointments of going to Washington, D.C., is the condition that the ground, other than the White House, which was beautiful, but the grounds around Washington, D.C., so the Park Service would maintain a lot of that, were atrocious, I thought. The grass was not in good condition. The trees.
Now, are you talking on the grounds of the White House or like the
not
whole
the White
La-
House? The White House was fine. The Ellipse. Uh-huh. And a lot of the other buildings in the area, I thought the landscaping and the care of the landscaping was absolutely atrocious.
That LaFont Plaza that can get pretty walked to death with all the public gatherings they have. That grass can be
well
ground into dirt a lot
true.
Of times.
And I'll cut them some slack on that. Certainly foot traffic is really tough to do that. But it just I thought there would be more flower beds and flowers and color. And
I've tried to catch the cherry blossoms a couple times, but the couple times I've gone to catch them, I mistimed it.
Yeah.
But I guess that's spectacular.
That's got to be pretty special. Pretty special. There was the botanical garden that is at the, it's down by the Capitol, not by the White House, is pretty amazing.
Is it?
Yeah.
Haven't been. That's one place I haven't been
there's
in
a little,
D.C.
There's all kinds of different rooms that have, there's a big tropicals room and a bunch of succulents. That was worth seeing.
Mm.
That was worth seeing. So, but other than that, and the White House, you know, is immaculate. But, I bet I'm the only one that thinks that because they're not. Most people probably are not there looking at the condition of the grounds. They're looking at the stately buildings and the displays and the monuments and that sort of thing. So,
now we're almost into March. I guess we got another week.
We got 10 days.
When's our last day of freeze below the rim?
Well, average is past. February 14th.
Really?
February 14th is average.
Wow.
Last day ever is. Oh, end of March. I mean, if you want to just absolutely be 100% certain, you got another month at least to go there. Now, we're talking about the valley, Phoenix floor. You know, if you want to talk about higher elevations below the rim, it could be a while yet. But we always figure that about Valentine's Day is the last average day, kind of the safe day to start pruning back things, pruning back frost damage, start planting more of the sensitive plants like bougainvilleas and hibiscus and lantanas and of course tomato plants. We're right in the middle and throes of planting tomatoes and peppers at this point.
You've mentioned pruning a couple times. Jennifer, you were at Botanical Garden taking a pruning class recently, and Romy, you've got some emails about some pruning classes coming up, right? I guess you can do a lot wrong when you're pruning.
Yeah, for Christmas, I gifted my dad a class at Botanical Gardens that John Eisenhower was teaching on pruning. And everybody in the room, there was probably 30 of us. It was a great class, 3 hours long. But we all went, oh, we've been doing it all wrong. It was fun. Really a great class, well taught.
Yeah, I always tell people, when in doubt, don't.
Yeah, I think I've always had the other
philosophy. When in doubt, don't.
Way too much.
Next Saturday at Integrity Tree Services Yard in the Deer Valley area, they are giving I believe it's $59 for the all day, but it's an all day trimming pruning class. And then the following week is the Grow Phoenix event that Greg Peterson was talking about, growphx.com, $49 for the early bird registration, and that again 8 to 4:30. All day, some of the guest speakers, of course, Greg, Bill McDormand, Cara Spencer, who's probably going to be talking about goats. That's what she brought to our program, Jackie Mace. So it's an all-out urban farming weekend. And in Tucson next week at the Magic Garden Nursery, they've got the Gardener's Seed Exchange at 10 o'clock. Two Saturdays after that, they do the Insect Control. So a couple garden events that if
does
you're
does that include
looking,
eating them? They're going to teach you how to harvest them?
Would be one way to control them.
I think they're waiting for you to come give that class. Control by consumption?
Yeah.
Tastes like chicken.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.